This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. Governor Bruce Rauner continues to insist that he is not responsible for derailing the state Senate's so-called grand bargain. But Democrats say he pulled Republican votes off the bipartisan deal, which was trying to end Illinois' budget stalemate. Both assertions cannot be true, so I decided to investigate. This back and forth has been going on for 3 weeks now. That's when the grand bargain went off the rails. Rauner gave this assessment at an event Monday.
The Senate deal is stalled. It's going slowly. I'm trying to push it. Keep it going. Let's try to get a compromise.
Notice how Rauner uses the third person to describe the deal. It is stalled. But he switches to the first person to say his role is trying to push it, keep it going. Democrats like Senator Heather Staines have a different take on what's happening.
In fact, I believe the governor's office has been interjecting themselves and pulling off Republican votes anytime we are actually believe we're going to be going on the floor for a vote.
Democrats point to March 1st. That was supposed to be the final set of votes on the grand bargain. A day earlier, a number of Republican senators helped to pass five of the dozen or so bills. But something changed overnight, and the Republican leader told Democrats she would be the only yes vote on the remainder of the package. Democrats say they heard the governor called people into his office and threatened them. The administration denies that, but it leaves the question of whether Rauner took votes off the deal. The governor was asked about this in an interview on Chicago public radio station WBEZ.
Senate Democrats said that you pulled them away and said don't vote on this.
Well, that's not true, but there's a lot of misinformation out there.
To assess the truth of this claim, I went back through the roll calls of each of the five grand bargain bills that passed the day before the deal fell apart. I found 10 Republicans who voted for at least one of the bills. Some voted for three or even four parts of the bargain. I set out to talk to all 10 and was able to interview six. Three others did not respond to multiple phone messages, and a spokeswoman for Republican leader Christine Redonio issued a statement. One common thread is that most of the people I spoke to did have contact with the Rauner administration, either through staff or, as in the case of Senator Dale Ryder from Mattoon, the governor himself.
I went down to the governor's office, but the governor asked me what I thought.
Ryder says the Democrats want to think of the governor as a guy who's threatening members of his own party because it fits into what he calls their political caricature of Rauner.
But it doesn't match, like a lot of caricatures, it doesn't match the reality, and I think that's the case here. The governor interceded because he didn't think the deal was right yet.
Ryder voted for one piece of the grand bargain, but says like Rauner, he too didn't think the full deal was right yet. Still, it's worth noting that even Ryder, an ally of the governor, used the word interceded to describe Rauner's actions that day.
Was the governor involved in this? Well, yeah, he was, but he's the governor. He gets to be involved in these things.
But during that WBEZ interview, Rauner deflected blame, pointing to outside groups pressuring senators.
Many of the Republicans who are willing to compromise have been attacked by other groups.
Senator Pam Eltoff is a Republican from McHenry. She voted yes on three parts of the grand bargain the first day of voting and says she, too, heard from the governor's people.
I believe he made his feelings known that he felt that the grand bargain did not go far enough for the taxpayer. He had some recommendations and suggestions that he would like incorporated into some of our negotiations, which were very valid and made people reconsider.
I asked Eltoff if she was ready to vote on some of the grand bargain bills that second day.
I think that we felt in general that it was something that we certainly could pass over to the House for much further negotiation.
That said, Eltoff, like all six Republican senators who spoke to me for this story, either say they support the governor or are at least happy to have a Republican governor to work with. Be that as it may, it seems clear that it was the governor's intercession that made at least some Republican senators reconsider their support for the grand bargain. I'm Brian Mackey.